अज्ञकारक प्रकरणे अंतिमः पाठः सप्तमी विभक्तेः अंतिमः भागः वशिष्ठः येनाक्षर समाम्नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मे त्रयम् मुनित्रयम् नमस्कृत्य तदुत्तीश्वरिभागे च वैयाकरण सिद्धांत कौमुदीं विरच्यते सप्तमी विभक्ति प्रकरणे स्मः आदौ कारक सप्तमी अधीता अधिकरण कारकस्य सप्तमी विभक्ति आधारोधिकरणम् इत्यनेन अधिकरण समय विधीयते सप्तम अधिकरणे च इत्यनेन सप्तमी विभक्तिश्च ततः भावलक्षण सप्तमी यस्य च भावेन भावलक्षणम् एकया क्रियया यदा क्रियान्तरं लक्ष्यते तदा सप्तमी विभक्तेः प्रयोगः भवति इति भावलक्षणसप्तमी ततः उपसप्तदसप्तमी विभक्ति विधायकानि कानिचन सूत्राणि पुनश्च निर्धारणसप्तमी निर्धारणे षष्ठी सप्तमी विभक्ति उभयपि विभक्ति उपयुज्येते यथा गवां नृणां श्रेष्ठः नृषु श्रेष्ठः कश्चित् इत्यादि यदा तु निर्धार्यमाणानां समुदायानां विभागः एव वर्तते भेदः वर्तते तदा तु पञ्चमी विभक्तिर्भवति यथा माथुराः पाटलिपुत्रकेभ्यः आद्यतराः अग्रे कानिचनैव सूत्राणि अशिष्टानि सन्ति साधुनिपुणाभ्याम् अर्चनायां सप्तम्यस्रतेः इति सूत्रम् चत्वारि पदानि सन्ति साधुनिपुणाभ्याम् अर्चनायां सप्तमी अप्रतेः साधुनिपुणाभ्याम् अर्चनायां सप्तमी इति वाक्यम् आभ्यां योगे सप्तमी स्यात् अर्चनायाम् अर्चना नाम पूजा पूजार्थके यदा साधुशब्दस्य निपुणशब्दस्य च प्रयोगः तदा तु सप्तमी विभक्तिर्भवति पूजा नाम गौरवं गौरवसूचकमपि भवति न तु प्रतेः प्रयोगे प्रति इत्यस्य प्रयोगे तु सप्तमी विभक्तिः न भवति शेषषष्ट्याः अपवादः मातरि साधुः निपुणो वा मातरि साधुः नाम मातुः विषये हितकारी अत्यन्तं गौरवेण तस्याः विषये व्यवहारं करोति इत्यर्थः एवमेव मातरि निपुणः इत्युक्ते मातुः शुश्रूषायां सेवायां कुशलः इत्यर्थे प्रयोगः अर्चायां किं पूजा अथवा गौरवार्थके यदा साधुशब्दस्य निपुणशब्दस्य प्रयोगः सदैव इति उच्यते तत् किमर्थम् इति प्रश्ने निपुणः राज्ञः भृत्यः राज्ञः भृत्यः सेवकः निपुणः कुशलः कार्ये कुशलः इत्यर्थः इह तत्त्वकथने तात्पर्यम् सो इट् इस् जस्ट् अ स्टेट्मेण्ट् आफ् अ फैक्ट् दट् हि डस् समथिङ्ग् वेल् देर् इस् नो रेस्पेक्ट् इण्टेण्डेड् आर् अर्चा इस् नाट् इण्टेण्डेड् इन् दिस् केस् वी आर् सेयिङ्ग् मातरि साधुः एण्ड् सेयिङ्ग् हि इस् वेरि devoted to his mother, there is an artha which is being indicated towards that person also. When you are saying Matari Nipunaha, Matra Bhaktaha Ativati, you are also, the intention is also respect. Artha api gamyate, yadatu deva kaha kushalaha nipunaha ativichyate, tadatu katvakathane tatkaryam. Namaha karyam samyak karoti ityeva. Artha na gamyate ityatah. राज्ञः भृत्यः इत्यत्र षष्ठी अस्ति न तु सप्तमी साधुशब्दप्रयोगे तु अर्चां विनापि सप्तमी भवत्येव पूर्वमेकं वार्तिकमधीतम् इफ् रिमेम्बर् जस्ट् आफ्टर् सप्तम्यधिकरणे च स्टडी वन् वार्तिक साधुप्रयोगे च एन् यू यूस् द वर्ड् साधु एण्ड् असाधु सप्तमी विभक्ति मातरि साधुः कृष्णः మాతులే అసాధుకు. సో ఈవెన్ ఇన్ ద అర్జెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది సూత్ర, ఈవెన్ ఇన్ ద అర్జెంట్ ఆఫ్ సాధు నిపుణాభ్యామ అధ్యాయం కృతే, యూ వుడ్ నేచురలీ గెట్ సప్తమీ భక్తి బై ద కార్తీక, వెదర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అష్టార్థ ఆర్ నాట్. అష్టాం వినాది సప్తమీ భవత్యేవ సాధు సాధు ప్రయోగేత ఇది వార్తికేన. అతయేవ అత్ర ప్రత్యుదాహరణే అష్టాయాం కిం ఇది పృష్ట్వా దీక్షితాః నిపుణః ఇత్యస్య ఉదాహరణం యచ్చంతి. సాధుః ఇతి విషయే సాధు ఇది శబ్దస్య ప్రయోగే తు అర్థార్థేపి సప్తమీ భవతి అనర్థార్థేపి సప్తమీ భవతి సార్థ సాధు ప్రయోగే చ ఇది వాస్తికేన. నిపుణ శబ్దస్య విషయే తు అర్థార్థే ఏవ సప్తమి నతు తత్వకథనే. తర్హి కిమర్థం అస్మిన్ సూత్రే సాధు శబ్దస్య పాఠః? So why has Panini included Sadhu Shabda in this sutra? What is the prayojanam? So he says, Iha Sadhu Grahanam Tu, Asmin Sutra Sadhu Shabda Se Grahanam Tu, Archayam Pratyani Yoge Saptami Nirutyartham. It is not to have Saptami only in Archa and not in Anarchartha. It is to prevent Saptami when associated with Prati. Apratehe iti నిషేధ ఉచ్యతే, సహ నిషేధ సాధు శబ్దస్య అపి భవే అర్థార్థే ప్రతిశబ్దస్య యోగే సప్తమీ నివారణార్థం అస్మిన్ సూత్రే సాధు గ్రహణం. సో బై టెలింగ్ అప్రతేహే అండ్ ఇంక్లూడింగ్ సాధు హియర్, సో ఈవెన్ విత్ ద వార్తిక సాధు సాధు ప్రయోగే చ యు విల్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ సప్తమీ వెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ ప్రతి, వెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ ద యూసేజ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రతి. సో పాణిని సేస్ అప్రతేహే మీన్స్ హీ కన్సిడర్స్ ఓన్లీ ప్రతి, దట్ ఇస్ ద నిగేషన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రివెన్షన్ ఆఫ్ సప్తమి ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ కేస్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్ ప్రతి. కింటు వార్తిక కారేణ ఉచ్యతే అప్రత్యాదిభిహి ఇది వక్తవ్యం. ప్రత్యాదిభిహి ప్రతి అండ్ అదర్స్ ప్రతి పరి అను, ఇన్ కేస్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దీస్ త్రీ యూ విల్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ సప్తమి. ఇన్స్టెడ్ వాట్ విల్ యూ హ్యావ్? సాధు నిపుణో వా మాతరం ప్రతి మాతరం పరి మాతరం అను. ఇహ ద్వితీయ విభక్తి, ద్వితీయ విభక్తి బికాస్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ కర్మ ప్రవచనీయ. సో తేషాం కర్మ ప్రవచనీయ సమయ విద్యతే ఇత్యతః ద్వితీయ విభక్తి భవతి, మాతరం ప్రతి మాతరం పరి అండ్ మాతరం అను. ప్రతితోత్సుకాభ్యాం తృతీయా చ ఇది అగ్రిమం సూత్రం. త్రీని పదాన్ని సంతి ప్రతిత ఉత్సుకాభ్యాం తృతీయా చ సాత్ సప్తమి. పూర్వత్ర సప్తమి ఇది ఉక్తం, అత్ర తృతీయా చ ఇది ఉచ్యతే, అతః తృతీయా సప్తమి విభక్తి భవతః. అభ్యాం యోగే తృతీయా సాత్ స్యాత్ సాత్ సప్తమి. ప్రసితః ఉత్సుకో వా హరినా హరౌ వా, హరినా ప్రసితః హరౌ ప్రసితః ద్వితీయా సప్తమి ఏవం హరినా ఉత్సుకః హరౌ ఉత్సుకః. ప్రసితః నామ తత్పరః, వెరీ డివోటెడ్ ఆర్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇత్యర్థః. ఉత్సుకః ఇత్యస్య అపి స ఏవ అర్థః, వెరీ ఇంటెన్స్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ ఆర్ డివోషన్ టువర్డ్స్ హరి ఇత్యర్థః. సో యూ కెన్ ఈదర్ యూజ్ తృతీయా ఆర్ సప్తమి. ఇన్ ద అర్జెన్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ సూత్ర వాట్ వుడ్ హ్యావ్ హ్యాపెన్, యూ హ్యావ్ గాట్ ఓన్లీ సప్తమి. వైశేషికాధికరణత్రే సప్తమ్యామేవ ప్రాప్తాయాం హరిహి హరేహ విషయే తాత్పర్యం అథవా ఔత్సుక్యం అస్తి ఇత్యతః వైశేషికాధికరణం ఆధారః త్రివిధః ఔపశ్లేషికః వైశేషికః అభివ్యాపకః ఇతి. వైశేషికః ఆధారః ఇతి కృత్వా అధికరణ సమయాన్నాం సప్తమీ విభక్తి భవతి స్మ. సో ఈవెన్ ఇన్ ద అర్జెన్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ సూత్ర యు హావ్ గాట్ సప్తమి. సో ద తృతీయ ఇస్ ద స్పెషల్ హియర్, యు కెన్ సే హరినా ఉత్సుకః హరినా ప్రసితః. అగ్రం సూత్రమస్తి నక్షత్రే చ లుపి. త్రీని పదాన్ని సాధునిపుణాభ్యాం సప్తమ్య అత్యాయం సప్తమ్య కృతే సప్తమి ఇది इति अनुवर्तते. प्रतिकोत्तराभ्यां तृतीयाचरितः तृतीया इति अनुवर्तते. अधिकरणे इत्यपि मण्डूकप्लुत्या अनुवर्तते. सो अधिकरणे हेज् नाट् बीन् taken as anuvritti in the intervening sutras. This is 36 and this is 45. So there are some cases where the anuvritti skips from sutras anuvritti. That is what we refer to as manduka pluti. Like a frog jumps the anuvritti, some words jump from this sutra to the rest to another one, skipping from sutras anuvritti. So in all the intervening sutras you do not have adhikarana, but here you need it. That is why adhikarane iti मण्डूकप्लुत्या अनुवृत्तिः स्वीक्रियते. कोऽर्थः नक्षत्रे कृतस्यर्थे यः लुप्संज्ञया लुप्यमानस्य प्रत्ययस्य अर्थः तत्र वर्तमानात् तृतीयासप्तम्योस्तः अधिकरणे. टु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् दिस् यु नीड् टु नो अ बिट् आफ् तद्धित. सो इन् तद्धित देर् आर् अ फ्यू प्रत्ययस् यदि आड् अ प्रत्ययस् इव नक्षत्रवाचकशब्दः. Okay, so in the sense of, say, let's see an example and then look at it. Mulena avahayet devim shravanena vikadrayet. See, mulena shravanena iti srutiya, mule shravanena iti va, saptami. This is our direct example. So for that nakshatra vachaka shabda, nakshatre, srutiya saptamyo bhavataha. Okay, so there is srutiya vibhakti and there is saptami vibhakti. What does the word mean? आवाहन देव्याः आवाहनं मूला नक्षत्र युक्तकाले क्रियते. सो हियर मूला डज नॉट मीन डायरेक्टली द नक्षत्र. इट इज द टाइम इट इज असोसिएटेड विथ मूल नक्षत्र. इट इज नॉट द स्टार इटसेल्फ बट द टाइम असोसिएटेड विथ इट. मूलेन नाम मूल नक्षत्र युक्तकाले एवं श्रवणेन इत्यस्य श्रवण नक्षत्र युक्तकाले इत्यर्थः. अधिकरणम् अस्ति तस्मिन् काले इत्यतः अधिकरणार्थे सप्तमी तृतीये भवतः. नौ वाट् हेस् हेपन्ड् हियर् इस् मूल इस् अ नक्षत्र नेम् आफ् अ नक्षत्र. नक्षत्रेण युक्तः कालः इति सूत्रेण सो द टैम् असोसियेटेड् वित् दट् नक्षत्र इन् दट् मीनिङ्ग् यु हेव् अ प्रत्यय काल्ड् अन् प्रत्यय. फार् द वर्ड् मूल यु आर् एडिङ्ग् अ प्रत्यय तद्धित प्रत्यय विच् इस् काल्ड् अन् एण्ड् दट् अण् लुभविशेष इति सूत्रेण तस्य लुप् लुप् नाम लोपः भवति. सो यु एड् एन् अण् एण्ड् इट् इस् डिलीटेड्. ओके, वै डु यु एड् एन् अण् इस् इन् सम् केसस् देर् इस् अ डिफरेन्स् इन् रूप बिकास् अण् हेज् दिस् नकार. देर् इस् देर् आर् केसस् वेर् देर् वुड् बि अ लोप आफ् दट् मीन्स् देर् वुड् बि चेञ्जस् इन् प्रकृति बिकास् आफ् दट् अण्. वेन् देर् इस् नो चेञ्ज् अविशेषे लुप् इत्यनेन लोपः क्रियते तस्य अण् प्रत्यये. सो इन् केस् आफ् मूल नक्षत्र यु हेव् एन् अण् एडेड् एण्ड् द अण् इस् डिलीटेड् दट् इस् लुप्. दट् इस् वाट् हि मीन्स् नक्षत्रे च लुपि. ओके, सो लुप्य लुप्संज्ञया लुप्यमानस्य प्रत्ययस्य अर्थः. सो द प्रत्यय हेस् बीन् डिलीटेड् बै लुप् बट् द मीनिङ्ग् आफ् दट् प्रत्यय विच् इस् युक्तः कालः द टैम् असोसियेटेड् वित् दट् नक्षत्र द अर्थ स्टिल् रिमेन्स्. Even though the pratyaya has been deleted, the artha of that pratyaya, which is nakshatrena yuktakala, saha pratyaya vartate, tatra vartamanat. So in such a sense, for a word which is existing in such a sense, mula means mula nakshatra yuktakale, tada adhikarane, kale iti adhikarana hasti, in that time iti. So tritiya saptamya uttaha, iti sutrasya artha, nakshatre cha luti. You have to remember there is a nakshatra vachaka. For this there is a pratyaya added and deleted, lupi. So there is nakshatra vachaka, there is lopa of that pratyaya, and there is adhikaranartha. Moola nakshatra yukta kale, iti adhikaranartha asti. Tada, tasya dutiya vibhaktirva bhavati, saptami vibhaktirva bhavati, iti sutrasya arthaha. Lupi kim? So why do you say lupi? That is when there has been a pratyaya added and deleted. So if it is just a nakshatra, if the word is the plain nakshatra with no pratyaya added or deleted, you will not have what? You will not have this Tritiya Vibhakti. Pushya Shanihu. So, Satan is in Pushya, associated with Pushya. Here, it directly means the Nakshatra. It is not, there is no Pratyaya added to the Pushya and there has been no Lopa. Therefore, in such a case, you will not get Tritiya. It has to be Saptami because of Adhikarana. Adhikarana is Kim. And it has to be Adhikarana Artha. That is Moola Nakshatra is Takane. Ityatra yaha Saptami Arthaha Adhikaranam Pratiyate. Tatraiva Tritiya Bhaktehe Prapti. When it is Karma, Moolam Pratikshate. Namakaha Arthaha Moola Nakshatra Yuktam Kalam Pratikshate. It is Karma and not Adhikarana. Right? So, Moola Nakshatra is the Kalam Pratikshate. Atra Nakshatra Vachaka Shabdaha Asti, Tatraiha Padarthasya Lopaha Sahartha Api Asti. Kintu Adhikaranatvam Nasti. Ityataha Atra Saptami Ati Na Bhavati, Dvitiya Api Na Bhavati. Moolam Pratikshate Iti Karmani Dvitiya. Nakshatra Kim? Nakshatra Vachakasya Shabdasya Iva Vishaye Asya Sutrasya Pravrittihi. Panchaleshu Tishthati. Panchalaha Nama Janapadaha. This is a country. Okay. Janapade lup ityanena lup asti. So here there has been a pratyaya added and deleted. There is lup. There is adhikarana artha. But this is not a nakshatra vachaka shabda. Therefore, panchaleshu tishthati ityatva tritiya na bhavati. Nakshatra lupi adhikarane. There are three conditions. One is it should be a nakshatra vachaka shabda. Second, there should have been the deletion, addition and deletion of a pratyaya. Tadarthita pratyaya. And the third thing, there should be adhikarana artha. So in such a case, we'll have tritiya vibhakti and saptami vibhakti. Nakshatra eka lupi, iti sutrasya pravritti hi bhavati. Agrimam sutram asti, saptami panchamyau karakam asti. So before that, there was a question, saptami apratehe. Kutra kaha prashna ha? I didn't get what is the question. Sadhani Panabhyam. Akratehe iti sutrakarena uptamatkata prati ityasya yoge saptami bhakti hi na bhavati. Mataram prati. Sadhu mataram prati iti. Vatikakarena tu pratyadibhihi iti uptam. इत्येते न केवलं प्रति इत्यस्य प्रतिपरि अनु इत्येतैः शब्दैः योगे सप्तमी न भवति अतः मातरं प्रति मातरं परि मातरं अनु इति अप्रतेः सत्यं न प्रतेः प्रति शब्दस्य प्रयोगे न भवति इत्यर्थः सप्तमी पंचम्यौ कारकमध्ये इति अर्जुनम् सूत्रम् कालाध्वनौ अत्यन्त संयोगे इत्यतः कालाध्वनोः इति अनुवर्तते शक्तिद्वयमध्ये यौ कालाध्वानौ आभ्याम् एते स्तः Shaktidraya Madhye, Karaka Madhye itse, after Shaktidraya Madhye itse. The word Karaka, it is used in both senses. It is used just to define a Shakti. Shakti hi nama sambandha. So, it can be used to indicate the sambandha between Kriya and Dravya. Okay? The sambandha, the relation between those two things itself is called Karaka. And that particular dravya is also called karaka. For example, Ramaha Gachati. Ramasya Kriyayaha. Gamanasya Yaha Sambandhaha. There is a relation between Rama and going. That relation itself is called karaka. And Rama is also called karaka. He is called Kartra Karaka. Okay? So it refers to two things. Generally when we say karaka, we are referring to that particular dravya. When I say karta, that is when I say karta karakam, it refers to a person. Say Ramaha. When I say karma karakam, it refers, we intend it to refer to the person. It is vana, peramaha vanam gachati. Vanam karma, it is uchyate. In that case, karaka refers to that particular dravya, which is the karaka. Okay. But that is not the only meaning of karaka. Even though that is the most widely prevalent meaning, that is not the only one. Karaka can also be used to indicate the relation itself. Okay. So here, they want this to be Shakti. That is the relation between Karta and Kriya and not just the Karta or Karma or any Karaka. Why, we will see later. But for now, Shakti Dvaya Madhye. Nama Karaka Shakti hi. Kriya Karaka Yoho. Kriya Tajjanaka Yoho. Yaha Sambandha. Tadrisha Sambandha Dvaya Madhye. Yau Kala Dhvanu. Kalaha Adhva. So kala is time and adhva is distance, a measure of distance. Tabhyam ete kaha. Ke kaha. Saptami vibhaktihi panchami vibhaktishya kaha. Simudahananam adhya bhuktva ayam jyahe jyahadva bhokta. Adhya bhuktva having eaten today, ayam kashita jyahe jyahad jyahaha from 2 days. So he will eat again after 2 days. So tata jyahe iti saptami asti, jyahad iti panchami asti. Now, there is a kala which is jyaha. Okay. So this kala exists between two karta. There is one who is eating today. Eating today is one kriya. And eating after 2 days, there is one more kriya. So there are two kriyas of eating. Tan madhye, Dvyahaha, there are 2 days, there is a Kalamasaka Shabda. So that Kalamasaka Shabda will be Saptami and Panchami. So if you notice here, I am the one who is eating today, the Karta who is eating today, is the same Karta who is eating after 2 days. So you cannot say, that is why they don't interpret Karaka as the Vyakti. If you take Karaka as that particular person, say Devadatta. There is one Devadatta who eats today and he eats after 2 days. Okay. So, it is not Kartrudvaya. Right? He is the same Karta. But the Kartri Shakti, the Sambandha between him eating him and his Kriya today is different. And the Sambandha between him and eating after 2 days, the Kriya of eating after 2 days is different. There are two different Shaktis. Even though the Karta is the same, there are two Kartra Shakti. Adhya Eka Kartra Shakti. Adhya Yaha Karyam Karoti. Tasya Tasya Kriyayaha Madhye Eka Shakti. Yaha Nantaram Yaha Karyam Karoti. Tasya Tadjinasya Kriyayaha Madhye Eka Apara Shakti. Ate Eva Kartra Shaktyohu Madhye. Karaka Madhye. Nama Atra Eka Kartra Shakti. Atra Eka Kartra Shakti. Vyahanantaram aparakartrishakti hi dvayor madhye kashana kalaha. Vyahaha nama kalaha vidyata. So kala vachakasya shabdasya. Kala vachakasya shabdasya saptami vibhaktir bhavati panchami vibhaktir bhavati. So even if it is the same karta, because there are two different kriyas. Kriya of today is different than kriya of that day. And therefore the sambandha between the karta and kriya of today will be different from the Karta and Kriya of the other day. So there are two Kartra Shakti, and between these two Karakas, as I said, Karaka can refer either to the Vyakti or to the Shakti. So Kartra Shaktyoh Madhye, Karaka Madhye, Yaha Kalaha, Nama Dvyahaha, Kala Vachaka Shabdaha, Tasma Saptami Vibhaktir Bhavati, Panchami Vibhakti Hati Bhavati. Okay. Ihatthoyam kroshe kroshadva lakshyam vidhyet. Ihatthaha ayam. Ayam ihatthaha, standing here. Lakshyam vidhyet. He can pierce a target. Kroshe kroshadva. This is about a krosha away. This is at a distance of a krosha. So from here, he can pierce a target of one krosha. Now, ayam iti karta. Right? So you have Karta, Lakshyam Vidyati Ishyata Karma. So, Kartra Karma Shaktyohu Madhye Ayam Deshaha. The Kartra Shakti, which is the Ayam Iti Karta, तस्य क्रियायाश्रय सम्बन्धः सः कर्तृशक्तिः. सो लक्ष्यम् इति कर्म, कर्मणः क्रियायाश्रय सम्बन्धः सः कर्मशक्ता कर्मशक्तिः. नौ कर्तृ कर्मशक्त्योः मध्ये बिट्वीन् दिस् कर्तृशक्ति अण्ड् कर्मशक्ति विच् इन् दिस् केस् यु केन् ट्रान्स्लेट् बिट्वीन् दिस् कर्ता अण्ड् कर्म यु हाव् अ देश. देशवाचकशब्दः क्रोशः, क्रोशात् देशः नाम मार्ग परिमाणवाचकः. So for such a word you have saptami and panchami. Here you can clearly see the difference of karaka madhye. Even if you directly take it as between two karakas. So you have a kartra karaka standing here. You have a karma karaka standing one krosha away. So there is in between this karta and karma you have a krosha. Deshavachakan shabdan saptami panchami o bhavatah. Very simple. So in this case you can directly interpret karaka madhye as dvayoho karaka vyaktyoho madhye. In the previous case, because it was the same karta who is eating today and who is eating after 2 days, you have to interpret as kartri shakti. The shakti is different. Okay? Krosha is a measure of distance, like you have yojana, krosha, etc. Something like a mile or a kilometer. I don't know the exact measure of that distance. It's a popular measure of distance. अधिकशब्देन योगे सप्तमी पञ्चम्यौ इष्येते. देयर इज अ वर्ड कॉल्ड अधिका. इन असोसिएशन विथ अधिका वी वुड लाइक टू हैव सप्तमी एंड पञ्चमी. ओके, बट वी डोंट हैव अ सूत्र. There is no sutra which gives adhika shabdena yoga saptami panchami bhavatah. So how do we substantiate such prayogas? Adhika shabdena yoga saptami vibhakte api prayogah drishyate, panchami vibhakte api prayogah drishyate. Kintu vidhayakam sutram nasti. There is no sutra which tells, gives saptami and panchami vibhakti. But we can substantiate such prayoga directly from Panini's prayoga. Shishyate ityukte prayoga drishyate. Shishya prayoga ha santi ityartha. Ishyate is desired. That is, you would like to have means not these. But Vyakarana would like to have the different but prayoga. That is, there is both saptami and panchami. It is seen, the prayoga of both saptami and panchami is seen in association with adhika shabda. But, as I said, there is no sutra to substantiate directly. There is no sutra which says adhikena yoga saptami panchami bhavataha. But, Panini himself has used saptami and panchami in association with adhika shabda. Tadasmin adhikamiti reshe tannami. It is sutra masti. अस्मिन् अधिकम् इति अधिकशब्देन योगे अस्मिन् देशे इति सप्तमीविभक्तेः प्रयोगः दृश्यते. यस्मादधिकम् यस्य च ईश्वरवचनम् तत्र सप्तमी इति सूत्रे तु यस्माद् अधिकम् इति पञ्चमीविभक्तिः दृश्यते. सो इन् पाणिनीस् प्रयोग इट्सेल्फ् यू केन् सी बोत् सप्तमी एण्ड् पञ्चमी बीङ्ग् यूस्ड् इन् असोसियेशन् विथ् अधिकशब्द. Therefore, Panini Prayoga Pramanya, even though we don't have a Sutra Pramanya, we have Prayoga Pramanya. That is, Panini's Prayoga itself is enough to substantiate that both Saptami and Panchami can be used in association with Adhika. Therefore, Loke Lokadva Adhiko Harihi. Loke Adhikaha. He is the greatest in this world. Lokad Adhikaha. So he is greater than anybody else in the world. Ityarthe saptamyaha api prayogah asti panchamyaha api prayogah bhavati. The last part in saptami vibhakti has to do with karma pravachaniya saptami. So we saw, we have seen karma pravachaniyas on two occasions already. Adavatu karma pravachaniya yukte dvitiya. इत्यनेन द्वितीया विभक्तिः भवति. देर् आर् आल्सो केसेस् वेर् इन् असोसियेशन् विथ् सम् some karma pratinya, you also had panchami vipakti. Okay. Now there is also saptami vipakti in association with some karma pratinya. So before that he defines a karma pratinya atirishvaraya. Padadvayam atihi ishvare ityasti karma pratinyaha ityasti kriyate. Vasvami sambandhe ishvaraha nama swami, the lord ityasaha. Vasvami sambandhe saha nama the property and swami, the owner. Asmin sambandhe dhyotye atihi atishabdaha karma pratinya samyaha sya. Tasya karma pratinya samyaha bhakti. Yasmad adhikam yasyasa ishvara vachanam tatra saptami. Sapta padani santi yasmad adhikam yasyasa ishvara vachanam tatra saptami. So now saptami bhakti is being given for two cases of karma pravachaniya. One is adhikam, when there is a karma pravachaniya in the sense of adhika, and ishvara vachanam, there is a karma pravachaniya in the sense of ishvara vachanam. This is what we saw just now. So in both these cases, there is karma saptami vibhakti. Karma prachaniya yate vidyayatah, karma prachaniya yate anuvartate. Atra nama e anayoho archayoho. Adhikarthe yate karma prachaniya samyabhavati. Ishwararthe yate karma prachaniya samyabhavati. Ubhayatra saptami vibhakti hi bhavati. Upaparardhe hare gunaha. Upaparardhe. Nama parardhadati adhikaha. Adhikarthe upa ityasya. Upodhikeka ityaneya karma pravachaniya samya. We saw this sutra earlier. Upa ityasya, you had anurlakshane tritiyarthe hine upodhikeka. Anu ityasya hinarthe karma pravachaniya samya bhavati. Upa ityasya hinarthe pi bhavati adhikarthe pi bhavati. Hinarthe dhitiya upaharim suraha. Nama suraha harehe hinaha. Ityarthe yada hinarthe yada karma pravachaniya samya bhavati tada dvitiya vibhakti. Adhikarthe yada karma pravachaniya samya bhavati tada saptami vibhakti anena sutrena. Yasmad adhikayasya ishvara vachanam iti sutrena saptami. Atayeva upaparardhe harer gunaha nama parardhadati adhikaha ityarthaha. Adhikarthe upa ityasya karma pravachaniya samya asti saptami vibhakti rati asti. Ishvara vachanam. Aishwaryetu. Aishwaryam nama ishvarasya bhavaha. So whenever there is an owner, there is something which is owned. Okay, there is a swami and there is a swa. You cannot be an owner without having anything to own. So now which of these should get saptami? Should the owner get the saptami or should the one which is owned get saptami? It is said, Aishwaryetu swa swami bhyam paryayena saptami. So either of these can get saptami. Adhi bhuvi ramaha ityarthi. Ramaha bhuvaha swami ityarthaha. Rama is the master of the earth. Rama is the swami and bhu is swa. Svavachaka saptami. So bhu can get saptami. Adhi is used in the sense of aishwarya. Ishwara bhave adhi ityarthi. So kena yoge svavachaka saptami bhavitum arhati. Adhi bhuvi ramaha. Swami vachakadapi saptami bhavitum arhati adhirame bhuhu. Ramasya adhine bhuhu vartate ityarthah. Adhirame bhuhu iti swami vachakadapi saptami bhavitum arhati adhibhuvi ramaha iti svavachakadapi saptami bhavati. In both cases adhi ityasya adhirishvare ityanena karma pravachaniya samya kena yoge svavachakadapi saptami bhavati swami vachakadapi bhavati paryayena. Both of those you cannot have together. Rame bhuvi adhi iti na bhavati. So either of them can get saptami. Saptami shaundaihi iti samasa pakshetu ramadhina. When you have this rame adhi iti yada asti, tada samasa api bhavati. You see this again in samasa prakarana. Saptami shaundaihi ityane na adhi shabdena saha rama shabdasya samasaha bhavati adhi rame. Rame iti saptam yantasya adhi ityane na saha samase sati ramadhina iti rame adhi ityasti ramadhi iti bhavati asadaksha ityadina sutrena khaha khapratyaya kriyate khapratyaya inna desha ramadhina iti rupam bhavati. iti agaya pashyavah. You see this, he just mentions it because when you have saptami bhakti for Rame, you can also have a samasa. Samasasya tu agre parichayah bhavati. Vibhashakani karma pravachaniyah ityadi kriyate adhirishvare ityadi adhikriyate. Adhi karotau praktamyah vachya adhishvare ityadi. Adhirishvare ityanena ishvarathya adhi ityadi karma pravachaniyah samyah prapta. Sa atra vikalpiyate. It is optional karma pravachaniyah samyah. Kri, when associated with kru dhatu. So when it is associated with kru dhatu, there is an optional karma pravachaniyah samyah. Yadatra mam adhikarishyati. Mam adhikarishyati ityasti. Adhi ityasya karma pravachaniyah samyasti karishyati ityanena yoge. Vikalpena karma pravachaniya samya ityuktatvat mayi adhikarishyati ityapi bhavati mam adhikarishyati ityapi bhavati. Viniyokshyate means he will allot this task to me, or he will make me do this work ityarthe. Iha viniyoktuhu ishwaratvam gamyate. Ishwarathatvam asti. Whoever is allotting the task is the Swami, and whoever is being allotted is this work. Okay. So there is ishwarathatvam. Ataha karma pravachaniya samya vikalpena bhavati. So actually there is a mistake in the site. This is not karma pravachaniya say saptami. When it has karma pravachaniya samya, it will get saptami vibhakti by yasmadhikam yasyate ishwaravachanam. So mayi adhikarishyati iti bhavati. Yadata karma pravachaniya samya nasti, tada karmani dhitiya ityanena dhitiya vibhakti si bhavati. So, agatitvata kinichodattavati iti nighato nam. And there is one more this thing, karma pravachaniya. What is the point of karma pravachaniya? It's a question. One second, I think I made a mistake. Mam adhikarishyati. I think there will not be any saptami bhakti here. Adhikarishyati. Krudhatoho here, you have dhitiya because of karma. There is not karma. The whole sentence is of course wrong. Karma pravachaniya samya dvitiya iti wrong. It is karmani dvitiya. Mam adhikarishyati iti karmakarakasya dvitiya vibhakti asti. Okay. Please forget what I said a few minutes earlier. Mam adhikarishyati. When you have kru dhatu, the mam is the karma, and therefore karmakarakasya, should you have karmakaraka vibhakti or karma pravachaniya vibhakti? Iti prashne to upapada vibhakti hai, karaka vibhakti bali yati. Karaka vibhakti is the strongest. So should you have saptami vibhakti because of karma pravachaniya samya, or should you have dvitiya vibhakti because of karma? It's a question. Tadantu karaka vibhakti reva bhavati. Arthata dvitiya vibhakti reva bhavati. Mam adhikarishyati. Whether it is ishwarathaka or not. Ishwarathake vikalpena karma pravachaniya samya bhavati iti uktam. Karma pravachaniya samya bhavishyati chedati. Na bhavishyati chedati dvitiya vibhakti reva bhavati. So in both cases the vibhakti will be dvitiya. Because the dvitiya vibhakti is dependent on the karma karaka. Yadatu viniyokshyate ityarthaha. Arthati viniyoktuhu ishwaratvam gamyate. Ataha ishwararthe karotau nama kridhato huyove adhi ityasya vitaltena karma pravachaniya samya. The question is why to have a karma pravachaniya samya when there is no effect. That is, you do not see the effect. Karma pravachaniya samya bhavati chedati, na bhavati chedati, dvitiya vibhakti reva bhavati. You cannot have saptami vibhakti. So, kimartham karma pravachaniya samya ityukte, agatitvata kinichodattavati iti nighato na. So, you've seen karma pravachaniya samya has three prayojanas. One is to get a particular vibhakti. The other is also to prevent the upasarga karyai. Gati samyaprayuktanam karyanam. Upasarga samyaprayuktanam karyanam sa nivaranam api karmapravartaniya samyayaha prayojanam. That is also the purpose of having karmapravartaniya samyaya. So it, in some cases it may lead to a particular vibhakti. In some cases it may prevent karya due to upasarga samyaya. And in other cases, it can prevent karyas which are related to gati samya. So in this case, the purpose of having the karma pravartaniya samya is to prevent. That is what this mam adhikarishyati itself is the udaharana for preventing. In this case, there should be a swara. Kinitvada aktavati itinaya nidhata swara bhavet. Since it is swara, we can't know. And so you cannot see it here. There is a swara difference. If there is karma pravartaniya samya, there is no anudatta swara. If there is no karma pravartaniya samya, there would have been anudatta swara. So swara vichare bhedaha na drishyate. But we have seen many examples of shatva. Yadatra mama abhishyat. Abhishyat. If you go back to your dhitya yasatya and see, upasarga samyayaha nivarane prayojanam. Yati samyayaha nivarane prayojanam ityanena. Shatva nivaranam prayojanam. Ityadikam asti. So in that cases, it is a visible effect. In this case, it is not visible because we are not familiar with swara. Vede yadi drishyate tarhi swara bhedah drishyate. So agatitva kini chodantavati iti nihato na. The karma pravartaniya samya in this case will act towards preventing anudatta swara. And that is the end of saptami vibhakti. So there is no trick for vaihating the sutra as such. Even if you sleep with a sadhai under your pillow, I doubt it will help. And the trick is, I mean, there is only one thing you can do. There are prakaranas. You don't, vaihating sutras, it should not be done in the kaumudi krama. Okay, that is one thing is very clear. If you open your astadhyayi and see, there are two distinct prakaranas where Panini has put all the sutras. One is the karakadhikara. When you go to the first adhyaya, prathama adhyayasya, chaturtha pade, 1.4.23, I think is karake. Karake ityarabhya. You have the different karakas. Dhruvapaya padanam hitrathanam bhaya hetuho paraje rasodaha karanarthanam vipsitaha. Ityadi arabhya. Karake ityarabhya. He defines all the karaka samya sutras together. And then, if you go to the second adhyaya, third pada, dvitiya adhyayasya, tritiya pade, anabhihita adhikara, prajit anabhihite, and the entire pada, he gives vibhakti. Karmani dvitiya, tritiya, sahoshchandati, antarantarena yate, ityadhiritya, vibhakti, vibhaktaya hariyante. So if you like the vaihat, it is just take these two prakaranas, only those particular sutras, and do nitya tarayana. So you just read. You don't need to remember everything that is associated with karmani dvitiya when you are trying to do vaihati. This is just parayana and it is really useful. These days, I mean, there is a tendency to look down upon parayana or just, I mean, parayana without understanding. They pay a lot of attention to just saying you should understand and not vaihati. But there are some cases where parayana is very, very useful and trying to go deep will not help. Just have to take your book and read. From Karake till wherever the Karaka Adhikara ends. From Anabhihite till wherever it ends. There are hardly some 100 sutras which will not take more than 10 minutes to buy, to read. So we just keep reading every day. Every day once. In 2 months you will have those in here. There is no doubt. You have to try. That's all. You don't need to even put an effort to by heart. If you just read it daily without missing it, you can read it daily twice or just daily once and just read it aloud, you will get it. It is as simple as this. It is the only way to remember and to connect the sutras. Siddhanta Kaumudi is for understanding the sutras in that order, which is good. But to remember which are the sutras, That is the best way. Do Ditya Parayana of Tatkara Kadhikara and Anabhihitadhikara. And along with that, you have to study it. So once you do both parallelly, finally they will come in and you can easily associate each sutra. As soon as you hear a sutra, you can associate everything. You will get it in Prakarana. So if you have karma, you will have 2-3 sutras which give karma samya, which you will remember. And there are those which give Vitya Vibhakti, which also you will remember. And you will never get confused between Karaka Vibhakti and Upapada Vibhakti. Because the distinction is very clear in Astadhyayi. When you go through the Kaumari Krama, you will not know where is Karaka ending, where is Vibhakti starting, etc. But if you go in the Astadhyayi Krama, just keep reading the sutra, and one day it will help. Both Kaumari without Astadhyayi cannot stand on its own legs. Kaumari stands on the Astadhyayi. We rarely appreciate the fact. So there is no certain way. It's just read. And you have to read it correctly, of course. I mean, Uttarana should be Shuddha, but there is no particular way. You can just read. There is no human aspect for sutra. I mean, when you keep reading it, you will naturally develop something. I mean, it's not like a shloka where there is a particular tune. That is what in shlokas you will have some meter or something. Sutras will not have it. But when you keep reading, I mean, especially if you have some exposure to Veda Parayana, you will get some sort of that. It goes up and down like you have, as if it had a swara. If they don't have swara, but very instinctively you start to chant it that way. Okay. Okay, we can do it in Karakadhikara. I don't know if I might not have all the sutras in my mind, but I'll say Karake Dhruvam Apaye Padanam Dhitrathanam Bhayahe Kuhu Saraje Rasodhaha Aranathanam Ittitaha Antardhau Yena Darshanam Ittati Jani Kartuh Prakratihi Bhuvah Prabhavaha Karmana imabhitraiti sakampadanam vishyathanam priyamanaha slaganhum khasapam jeetsyamanaha dhare ruttamarnaha yuhe ritsitaha. So yeah, I mean, this comes only when you are turning it out. And quickly that tune will all go, obviously. MP3, I don't know, I mean, they had it in surasa.net because the Samskrita Bharati itself, they had made a recording of Ashtadhyayi and it was available somewhere, but I think it has gone out now, I'm not sure. See, you must be more familiar with Samskrita Bharati. There is some surasa.net I think it was made by Sai Mahane. It has MP3. If you want, just the Karaka Adhikara and Anabhihita Adhikara, I can, if you have that, it will be good. You can share those files. Or I'll just put a recording of Astadhyayi along with the notes. Only Karaka Prakaranam and Anabhihita Adhikara, whatever is useful for Karaka Prakarana. I can just put it in, along with these notes, I'll put it at the end so you can have it for a reference. If you can get that original, it is good, because that is, I mean, they have told properly. But for reference, it is certainly good. So I'll put it up along with notes of this class. So before we stop, the next prakarana will be Samasa Prakarana. And there is one, traditionally we don't stop at the end of a prakarana. They say if you just finish a prakarana and end it off, the class will end there. So I'll just tell a few words about samasas and the sutra before we stop here. Samartha Padavitihi is where we start samasa. So if you know, if you see the construction of Kaumudi, Siddhanta Kaumudi, it starts with Samya Prakarana, Samya Paribhasha. Tataha Sandhihi. That is Sandhi because Sandhi is the basic operation which you have in any case. Okay. Then he goes with Suvanta Prakarana, Shabda Prakarana, which is starting from Ajanta Pullinga, Srilinga Ajanta Napumsakalinga, Punaha Halanta Pullinga Srilinga Napumsakalinga. He creates Shabda Prakarana. How do you create Shabdas? Okay. Tataha Abhyayam and three Pratyayas. So there are some cases where you have to add three Pratyayas to make a complete word. So he deals with that. And then he comes to Karaka. In Suvanta we saw the creation of different Vibhakti forms of the words, but where do you use each Vibhakti? Vibhakti hi Vibhaktayaha Tadrupani Cha Adhitaniyam. Studied all the forms, but where do you use those forms? Tadartham Karaka Prakarana Manabhyam. So in Karaka Prakarana he tells how in a Vakya the two words are related and which Vibhakti to use where. Next, the entire second part of Kaumudi, I mean in four parts. Actually Kaumudi has two parts, Purvardha and Uttaradha. But the popular book has four parts, where the first part ends with Karaka Prakarana and the second part begins with Samasa. So there is Samasa and Tadhita. Samasa and Tadhita, both of them are called Padavithi. That is, they have to do with Pada. So Samasa, you have two different Padas, and with complete Padas, you do a Karya. This is the Samasa. In Tadhita again, there is a Pada, there is a Suganta, on which you add a Pratyaya. Okay. So this is the Tadhita Prakarana, which we start next. So this Samasa Prakarana starts with Samarthaha Padavithihi. This is Prathamam Sutram. There is lot of vichara in the sutra, and the bhashya, there is lots and lots which you have told about that. But for preliminary one is Padavithi, if you have to understand. It is between Padayohu Vithihi, so between words and not between Pratipadikas. You do not join Sita and Rama as Pratipadikas to make Sita Rama or Sita and Pati. You join Sita Yaha, it is Ashyantam. Patihi iti prathamantena saha samasyate. Complete words are joined. Pada means suktingantam padam. Vyakarana paribhashayam subantam tingantam. Tatrapi subantenaiva samasaha isyapi asti agra. So there are two complete words which are joining, and samartha. Samartha is they should be related to each other. Parasparam samarthyam bhavet. For example, there is standard example which is given. Bhavati darshanam rajyaha putraha chorasya dhavati. Rajyaha darshanam bhavati. That is when he sees the king. The bhavati is there, pratisaptami. Okay. So when, as soon as he sees the king, putraha chorasya dhavati. The thief's son runs away. Bhavati darshanam rajyaha putraha chorasya dhavati. Now there is Rajyaha and Putraha. So can you combine it to form Rajaputraha? Generally Samasaha kim bhavati Rajyaha Putraha Rajaputraha. Here Bhavati Darshanam Rajyaha Choraha Putraha Chorasya Dhavati iti yadi vakyam. Tada Rajyaha Putraha iti Samasaha na bhavati. Because the words Raja and Putra do not have Anvaya with each other. They are not Samartha. So there is no samarthya. Putra can be joined with chora. Chorasya putraha, chora putraha iti bhavati. Putra shabdasya, chora shabdena saha samarthyam. Samarthya depends on the anvaya. What is it associated with? Putra is not associated with raja. It is associated with chora. That is why rajyaha putraha iti yadyati anukramani asti tathati samasaha na bhavati. So that is given by the word samartha. Samartha saravitihi. Itjanena samasa prakaranam arabhyate. So we study samasa prakaranam later. There is no class tomorrow and no class next week. Okay. So shvahana bhavati punaha agrima saptahe api nasti agrima kakshya January masasya saptama dinanke 7th January. Same time. You may please go through karaka prakaranam. If you have any questions anywhere, you can ask. Any questions now? Enakshara samam nayam arigamhya maheshwarat satsmin vyakaranam soktan tasmai panimahe namaha.
मत्स्यकारं वर ऋतिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् मुनित्रयम् नमस्कृत्य तदस्तीश्वरि भाग्येन तैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयम् विरच्यते।